used to say hat stove stump.
Hat stove stump.
And your brother or sister have some children. You might have a niece and a
nephew.
And a child's parents are, let's say, are dead or something, and somebody else takes care of the child officially. He's an official.
Well, he's an orphan, and he's.
And the people who take care of him are by
foster
court,
parents,
or decreed by court to guard them. They're the.
Well, they'd be their guardian or.
Way of referring to all your aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews and nieces is
called relatives.
You never call them your people.
No.
Folks would refer just to your parents, probably.
Just call them relatives. They say visit them, but don't ever have any dealings with them.
The mother of Jesus' name was
Mary.
And there's a song, "Oh my darling, something or other gray, they have taken you away."
My darling Nellie Gray.
And the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew. I tell you how I remember that. My grandmother taught us how to remember. She said Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Saddle a dog and get on. Every first letter of the book of the Bible, same way with the President of the United States. We had a wonderful teacher when I was a kid, and he said Washington. He gave us a little verse to remember, and he says the first letter of every word is the beginning of a president's name. Washington and Adams made many a joke. Van Buren had trouble plenty to find. Poor banknotes let Johnson go home, greatly astonished, carrying hardware cups. That took him clear down the second time to Cleveland. And now, after we got that, then it says Washington. I don't suppose there are very many of these high school kids now that could say Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, and so on down the line till they hit the whole business. But that's the way he taught us. And I believe it's a pretty good plan now. We know just oh, lots of times we'll bob up about it, I think, but do you suppose I'm too old to take a course in bookkeeping yet? You know, I have a different plan of keeping books. I've kept them all my life. When I was 15 years old and ready to start high school, we wanted to build a new house at home. My dad had me stay home and haul the lumber and stuff for the new house, the lumber and the brick and everything. Oh, I wanted to go to school so bad. I'd met my wife two or three years before, and she was going to start school that fall, and I wanted to go along with her to go be at school so some other fellow didn't get her. But I had still on that whole year, and that was the year they took bookkeeping, and I didn't get it. But when fall come, the professor told me if I'd come in, if I could pass an examination, I could go right into the class with the rest of the kids. I'd missed that one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed the examination after being out of school a year. He said it was a good examination. I'd go right along, so that way I didn't have to go to school during the first year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I passed the examination and got in and went through. And that's the year I missed bookkeeping, and I've hated it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too bad.
I don't know much about it myself. Couldn't tell you.
I wish I knew more about it. But I've thought several times. My wife and I talked about it. She said, "Wouldn't it be nice if we'd go to school and take a refresher course?" But I guess we're too old now to wouldn't do us much good after we took it. But at the same time, I'd just still be interested if I had a chance to go and take bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
She'd like to take typing. She writes for 5 newspapers on top of this this upholstery.
You can take some courses by correspondence, you know.
Well, I suppose a fellow could. But
my mother's doing that with, I think it's Back to the Bible Hour or something. She takes a course by mail. She gets 100 on it. A little boy whose name is William, they might call him
Bill,
or even end at the E, you know.
Oh, Billy? Yeah, that's, sometimes they just name him Billy. Now they don't go to call him William. They call
I have
what do you call your
girl cousin named Billy, a girl.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.